Texas Governor Greg Abbott has activated the entire Texas National Guard, all 12,000 members, in response to Hurricane Harvey. It's a tropical storm now, but catastrophic flooding from Harvey continues to cripple Houston, and more rain is in the forecast. Officials say once Harvey has dissipated, drainage will continue to be a problem, and that flooding that's already devastated the region could get even worse. FEMA Administrator Brock Long spoke about this earlier today.
Helping Texas overcome this disaster is going to be far greater than FEMA coordinating the mission of the entire federal government. We need citizens to be involved. Texas, this is a landmark event. We have not seen an event like this. You could not draw this forecast up.
Well, let's check in now with NPR's Nathan Rott. He's part of NPR's team covering Harvey, and he's in Columbus, Texas, about 70 miles outside of Houston. And Nathan, tell me, what's going on there?
As you can hear, it's kind of raining, not as hard as it was just a little while ago. Winds are gusting. And there's a lot of action here in town as people are moving and trying to evacuate. Columbus is right on the banks of the Colorado River, which is beyond flood stage. We drove over the river earlier today on Interstate 10, and it's hard to tell where the banks start or end. The river is expected to crest today just north of here at about 54 feet. And for perspective, flood stage begins at 26. So we're looking at maybe a doubling of that level here later today. That's really problematic for people here in Columbus because a lot of the homes here are below that flood level stage. I talked to a guy in a residential neighborhood here earlier who said that about a third of homeowners are beneath that stage, excuse me. Those people are under mandatory evacuation notices, and I think from what I understand, evacuation notices keep expanding outwards.
Wow. I mean, those are astonishing numbers for river levels. I mean, we've been hearing, for example, that, you know, in response, 911 systems in the area are being overwhelmed or have been overwhelmed with calls for help since Harvey made landfall. Houston has rescued 2,000 people from floodwaters there. I mean, how are first responders focusing their efforts?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly, I think, a huge issue in Houston. I mean, you're talking about a city of 6.6 million people experiencing an unprecedented amount of rainfall. I know that some of my colleagues have done some really good reporting on that in Houston. Out here, it's a little harder to tell. There's certainly a lot of police activity, a lot of emergency officials moving around. This is a really rural area. I mean, everywhere outside of Houston is really rural on these kind of two-lane back roads and everything. So, I mean, you have people that are spread over an incredibly huge amount of area. I know that police and emergency officials are focusing on elderly people, people that are maybe not physically fit to help evacuate or take care of themselves. That's certainly been the focus in Houston, and I'd imagine that's a focus here. One thing that's kind of interesting that we're seeing in Houston, we've seen here and talked to people about here, is it's not just emergency officials. I mean, it's Good Samaritans and citizens. We ran into a guy at a Walmart parking lot with a big boat in the back of his truck who's trying to go help some homeowners close to the banks of the Colorado River here and do what he can to try to help them out.
Right. I mean, so that echoes what we heard FEMA Administrator Brock Long say earlier, that citizens need to get involved. Nathan, tell me, it looks like where you are in Columbus, they could be facing some very serious flooding in the next coming days. I mean, what more have people been telling you about how they're going to try and cope when that river crests?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I think in Houston, we've seen a lot of the flooding. I think we're going to see some of the flooding here happen a little later. I mean, we're starting to see it kind of happen right now as those rivers go up. And, I mean, it's raining now. It's going to keep raining. The ground here is completely saturated. Driving on the interstate, you can just see it pooling on either side. I mean, so there's nowhere for this rain to go.
Yeah.
It's going to just flood more.
Wow, that's NPR's Nathan Rott reporting from Columbus, Texas, about 70 miles outside of Houston. Nathan, thank you.
Thank you.